Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. Liz, in a visit to Manhattan these last days, and you know that because of the pandemic, I'm in Western Connecticut now, and there are many people who have been distributed in the greater New York area by the pandemic and by remote working. But in visiting Manhattan intermittently, where I've lived for many years, what I discover is that the city's changing, and I don't know whether it's going to come back quickly. For example, it is now no longer possible to go into the Starbucks I always counted on. It's takeout only. No one inside the stores. This is Delta. I'm certain of it because that was not true in 2020 during the worst of the pandemic in Manhattan when we had ambulance sirens going every night. But every other store seems to be either darkened or having shortened its hours. These are the storefronts. And the office buildings remain either empty or 10% or 20% occupied. I mean Midtown office buildings, not Wall Street, where the banks are, although I didn't take occasion to go down to Wall Street to see it. The point of these anecdotes is Manhattan has changed in some fashion. Do you perceive that the pandemic, whatever it turns into, is going to be part of our lives in Manhattan and we will recover the buoyancy and the exuberance of Manhattan? Or is this a generational change that we're observing, Liz?
It is so hard to know. There are certainly problems in Manhattan. One person I know who went back to one of the big banks told me that about 40% of the people were in, maybe 30%. So, and this was a bank that had not really taken a very firm stand on whether they wanted people back or not. As you know, Goldman and JP Morgan Chase have made a real push to get people back, and I'm sure their numbers are better. But I think it's slow. Whatever expectation there was that post Labor Day would see, you know, a switch flipped and everyone back at work at their desk, that didn't happen. It's hard to distinguish between the kind of slow evolving problems of more crime, more dirty streets, more panhandlers, the kinds of quality of life things that have made a lot of people that I know move to Florida, higher taxes, et cetera. But, you know, John, there's a new generation. They came back to the city because their kids are in school, and they're excited about being back. Tonight is the opening night of New York City Ballet, not the big gala, but the actual first night of dancing in a year and a half. I'm going. A lot of people I know are going because I'm really excited to see live dance again. Thursday, there's an event at the Whitney for a new Jasper Johns exhibit. I mean, so my point is the things that made New York wonderful for a lot of people are going to be coming back now, I think, pretty quickly. But, you know, there are problems. I have to say I was encouraged to read Eric Adams, the presumed new next mayor of New York, talk about how he doesn't really want to tax the rich, how you got to make this city more user-friendly and business-friendly. I hope he means it, because New York can be a wonderful, vibrant city. It was under Mayor Bloomberg. He was a terrific, terrific mayor, and everything worked well. We've got to get back to that to save this city.
We have a headline that is promising, and I want to be upbeat. Google said it is buying a Manhattan office building for $2.1 billion, one of the clearest signals yet of big tech's growing appetite for office space. That's on the west side, St. John's Terminal. That's a big positive for the next generation, for our children.
Yes. It's
a big positive.
Yep.
And it would be a reason to reinvest in the city, although I hesitate because of those darkened storefronts.
Well, and the darkened storefronts predated COVID, if you remember. I mean, small businesses were shutting down because rents had gotten so high. So I presume that rents have come down a little bit. I'm presuming, you know, for every restaurant that's gone under, you're seeing a new one pop up in that space. So that's a very important thing to New Yorkers, as we know. Everyone likes to eat out almost more than anything else. Let's see. Let's give it a year. Hopefully the exodus will slow down. An awful lot of older people who were going to move to Florida and did it 5 years earlier, they're gone. But we need to see the next generation come back from New Canaan and Greenwich and Bedford and other communities where they've sort of taken refuge this past year. And I think if the arts come back, and look, it's all about COVID, right? I mean, if we have another big surge, we've got a really big problem. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Liz Peek. She's a columnist at The Hill. She's also a columnist at Fox News. She's much on Fox Business, reporting on Evergrande, the mystery of Evergrande and the non-transparency of China. Is it coming our way? I'm John Batchelor, voting for Manhattan, for a recovery as it did after the Second World War, for a recovery after the 1960s, for a recovery after 9/11, for a recovery after the pandemic. This is CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy, hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.